cumbia de la noche.
Take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Sebi.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. Today we build two bridges to Austria and to Armenia because today is a very special day, weirdly, for the Eurovision world because it's not Eurovision season, but we still have a day to celebrate, sort of. Dave, do you want to explain what June 22nd means?
Yeah, it's a really, really nerdy day on the Eurovision calendar, I think. And it's one that can slip by very easily with people not noticing. But Rosalind really pointed it out in her performance in Torino. You might remember the, I don't know what you want to call it, the toilet paper wall that she had when she rips down part of the wall and reveals June 22nd. It was an integral part of her song Snap, and we don't really know what or who that's related to. I think it was a breakup, Sebi, if I recall.
But doesn't she say that her house was on fire on June 22nd?
Yeah, I guess the house representing the relationship. I assume I'm not...
I hope it was not literal, because that would be a lot worse, especially financially.
Yeah, that would be really bad. But either way, she's never really said to who that was directed at. We'll never know, probably, but that's fine. But yeah, so June 22nd kind of has become Snap Day. And it's also been promoted by Eurovision fans this year to get Colleen some extra streams and some promotion because, of course, she didn't do so well in Eurovision this year. And a lot of that could be attributed to the fact that the frigging Steadicam died during the big dance break during her song, during We Will Rave, and we didn't see anything because they cut to a wide shot way, way back in the arena. And unless you watch the semifinals or watch the video online, you didn't see a whole lot, and that probably cost her a lot of votes.
Now, I thought the whole purpose of, you know, the jury shows, except for the jury's voting, but also of a live broadcast, was that in case something goes wrong, you can immediately push a button and just show the jury show that was, you know, working. So I don't know why they kept, because it was like a few seconds. It felt really long. And, you know,
that's what we were told anyway, or what we have been told. The whole point, yeah. Another reason of keeping the jury show, besides the extra practice for the artist, the extra rehearsal, was that they would have a backup. I mean, I've heard in the past, because like if something went wrong, more so like if there was a stage invasion or, you know, something like that, they could just switch to the other feed and it would be flawless. But anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. So two artists, two very different songs, two different years, but they've come together, I guess, on June 22nd to make a nice little Eurovision day here just after the start of summer, which is quite nice. So,
but do we know why it's exactly June 22nd for Colleen? Was that just arbitrary?
I think, yeah, it's just kind of capitalizing on Snap's success. And some Eurovision fans are probably, I don't know, marking the day for Rosalind. Why not throw in a second amazing Eurovision female song onto the day as well?
Sure.
And for me, it works. I mean, Snap, I mean, I don't know what we can say about Snap that hasn't been. Yeah, like,
I think our first official episode, we already talked about Snap because it was kind of a Torino throwback. And, you know, Snap didn't stand out as much, you know, in the final lineup, maybe, you know, if you just look at all the songs. But, you know, the airplay afterwards was phenomenal. And
well, when we recorded that, she was on the way to a billion streams. She's since passed that, of course. Still hasn't passed Arcade, but still has the record for the fastest Eurovision song to a billion. And she's the most streamed non-winning Eurovision song as well, which is incredible.
Maybe today's campaign is very effective and Kaline will beat her within a June 22nd day.
Yeah, I think that might take a while, but I think the point today, yeah, get her some streams, get her some visibility. Maybe if enough Eurovision fans listen to the song, plug the song, it can get on the trending list. But I think that's kind of the point. If we can get her on the trending, she might get noticed internationally, and that might help the song a little bit as well. So there's your homework for today. Go stream. Well, you can stream Snap if you want. You've probably already done that, but go stream We Will Rave and help Kelly a little bit. Get her some streams, and let's see if we can get her, if the Eurovision community can get her on the trending list on Spotify today, because that would be incredible.
Indeed. And keep streaming Europapa as well.
Well, I think everyone's doing it. We don't need to be told to do that. Even after Torino, or after Torino, after, where were we? Malmö. It's such a distant memory already.
Even
After
though
Malmö, I've,
yeah.
yeah, even I've converted into a Europapa fan, and yeah, so you don't need to tell us.
All right, so go ahead and do that. Stop. You're already on a streaming platform if you're listening to this, so just, type in one of these three and go stream them. Well, perfect timing.
Yeah. Okay. I'll end this now. That should have recorded, I hope. Oh, wait, no. Stop button.